Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Robert Steck, CEO for IC Isaacs & Company. The company trades over-the-counter, and ticker symbol is ISAC. Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Well, glad to be here. Thanks for the time, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of ISAC for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
It's been a long-term apparel company. Started out as a manufacturer. Company went public in late 96, I believe, 96. And, you know, has been listed since that time. Really what's happened in the last 3 years is the company actually went into a period of transition where we changed management. That's when I came on board. We basically changed the strategy of the company, moved it from a lower tier manufacturer to a upper tier merchandiser and sourcing company. And move from one brand to a three brand portfolio now that crosses the jean category, the activewear category, and accessories category. So all this is new within the last 3 years when we made any public announcements to the public of who we are and what we're doing. So it's kind of a rebirth of the company after. After 3 years of kind of being in the dark and in the reinvention mode.
Right, great. And bring us up to speed on the expanded partnership agreement with Samsung regarding your Flow Society brand.
Okay. Well, we're basically the core skills of the company are design marketing on a global basis, and what we've done is formed a partnership in the end of 2009 with Samsung, in which they provide all back end logistics support. In terms of warehousing distribution as a third party. They also provide all our working capital, inventory, and receivables, which basically leaves us with just handling the operating capital of the business, which has been a great partnership since we launched last year. And we've expanded that in 2010 by adding a second brand, which is Flow Society. It's an activewear brand. In our portfolio, and they obviously were very interested and signed on to provide the same support for that brand as well. So now they handle 100% of our logistics, distribution, and working capital financing. It's a fairly unique concept. They have about 15 apparel partners in the U.S. that they provide these services for, and it really allows us to focus on our core skills and our core business and use their world-class skills in logistics and financing to handle that part of the business for us.
Certainly, and of course, you're mostly well-known through by your Gerbaud brand.
Yeah, Gerbaud brand, and we've had that license since 1996, and we're currently have the menswear category, and we're adding the premium denim segment and the women's segment in the coming year. So we'll have additional revenue streams for the company as we expand that brand into other consumer segments.
Well, good. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well positioned you believe IC Isaacs is to capitalize.
Well, as you know, as the consumer segment has been very difficult lately in terms of people spending less, not shopping, et cetera, and I think there's been a huge trend in the last 10 years towards everything going lower price, lower price, lower price, and is witnessed by both the wholesale and retail sector, and the companies that have been successful feeding in the lower end of the spectrum. The middle segment is a segment that's really struggled, and that's where IC Isaacs had been for years. We have, in repositioning the company, where now the majority of our business comes from the upper tier business, better department stores and specialty stores. And it's enabled us really to raise the profile of the brands and better distribution. We've been able to raise our price points, raise our margins. And basically, the strategy of the company is to find niche segments within the apparel and accessories category where we can achieve superior margins and obviously superior profitability, which is where the company's headed today. I think the trend is towards more niche marketing and niche positioning of brands, particularly if you want to be at the better price points. And we've been fortunate to be able to pull that off at a time when the economy's really been difficult. So we're looking forward to things getting better as we go forward, because certainly take advantage of our positioning that we think is much improved.
Well, great. And so what else would you say makes the company unique from some of your competitors in that niche?
I think we're very conscious of the fact of what our core skills are and what they're not, and Samsung being a good witness to this, we're very much in favor of finding good strategic partners, be it Jerboh on the design end of our business or Samsung on the logistics end of our business, so that we can do what we do well. So in essence, it's a version of a virtual company from the standpoint of do what you do well, outsource the rest, and we continue to do that. I think that makes us a little bit different. And also the fact that, we're focusing on niches. We're less concerned with how big you are, more concerned with how profitable you are. And I think that's that makes us different, as people just tend to chase the volume train. And I think we continue to scour the globe for niche brands that aren't in this country and that we can add to our portfolio. So rather than just leaning on one brand, which we did 3 years ago, now moving to more of a portfolio of brands, but all with the same underlying strategy. Most of that for us is growth that's in front of us as opposed to behind us. We don't have an ancient brand that we're trying to revive. We have vibrant brands on a global basis that we're bringing to the U.S. And I think our ability and willingness to search for brands and niche opportunities like that makes us a little different.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Robert, and talk a little bit about the management team there for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
Sure. I think, I have 30-plus years experience in consumer products, both about every segment of the apparel business as well as the furniture business, jewelry and accessories. So really coming from a marketing background and product development. My management team is seasoned. I think all of my senior leaders have over 25 years experience in the industry in their respective field, be it merchandising, sales, or sourcing. So we have a very seasoned team for a company that has some very, very young brands. And I think one of the things that's interesting is we have adjusted our board in this last couple years. We have a very experienced board, both in the apparel category, as well as in the financial fundraising category in the Wall Street sector. So we have a nice mix of financial savviness with understanding of our industry, and all very energetic and excited about what the strategy for this company is and how we're going to continue to move it forward.
Well, good. And speaking of which, what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we'll announce shortly the addition of a third brand to our portfolio. We have some product category and segment additions that we'll announce in the first quarter. So those things that are provide future revenue streams that certainly haven't been recognized historically and certainly aren't in our existing results. So we're looking at, in the next 90 days, we're going to have 4 to 5 major growth initiatives in place and signed that we didn't have a year ago. And that's the sole focus, to take our core skills and apply it to those new initiatives so that we create multiple revenue streams within the company instead of just, one, which is what the company's historically been, a one-brand company.
Right. And when it comes to investors in the financial community, do you believe that the Izzy Isaacs and Co. story your message and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I think that that it's a. I can't say yes to that question. I think we're a rebirth story, and the people that knew the company years ago is a totally different company. The people that didn't know it then don't know it now. So it's very much an emerging story in the apparel industry and certainly in our product sectors. This has been a great opportunity to get our message out and. As we continue to do with our investor relations and people like that, just to get the what we think is a powerful story and get it to as many ears and eyes as we can.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Robert Steck, CEO for IC Isaacs & Company. The company trades over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is ISAC and is currently trading at 9 cents a share. Before we conclude, Bob, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Oh, I think that the cleanup of the company has taken place over the last couple of years. The growth of the company is in front of us. The new initiatives that are being implemented are in front of us. And we certainly believe the value of the company is going to increase significantly in the next 12 to 24 months. Because of really new revenue streams being created.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Bob, and update our investors on IC Isaacs & Co.
Juan, it's a pleasure, and we certainly appreciate what you do, not just for us today, but for the financial community in terms of getting the word out on things that people may overlook or may just not see. So that's certainly great help to us, and I'm sure to other companies that you've had on, and we appreciate all that you do as well.
Well, that's greatly appreciated, and great to have you on.
Great. Thank you.